So there it is, Arvis Casuals. For pay as you earn, we have the circumstances, the person is a daily casual, taken on for one day or less, paid off at the end of that period, so the end of that day, or the end of the half day, or a couple of hours, with no contract for further engagement. The action we told for pay as you earn purposes, mind you, do not deduct tax, keep a record of the employee's name, address, and the amounts paid. Enter these details on Form P38A at the end of the tax year as requested on Form P35. Now, when we're completing these P38A returns, this is the time we're going to have to look back and see, well, what information do we have on casuals, and if they're harvest casuals, what details do we have? What names and addresses? The basic information. We've got to have names and addresses. And of course, we're going to have problems if the names are something like M Mouse, Won the Street, or D Duck, Buckingham Palace. That's asking for trouble. Moving down the guidance, if the employee is taken on for no more than 2 weeks, and this are special rules for harvest casuals, a two-week rule as opposed to a one-week rule for other casuals, if they're taken on for more than 2 weeks and has not been taken on previously by you since the 6th of April and paid above the pay-as-you-earn threshold without pay-as-you-earn being applied, what's the action? Don't deduct tax. Keep a record of the employee's name, address, and the amounts paid. Enter these details on Form P38 at the end of the tax year as requested on the Form P35. Then the next one is where the employee is taken on for more than 2 weeks. No special procedures apply, so you treat them indeed as the normal rules for taking on an employee. I've said before, national insurance is different to pay as you earn. So we've got some special rules for NICs. Circumstances, the employee is employed as a regular casual, for example, taken on for a specified period and paid at regular intervals. Action, no special NIC rules. Normal procedures apply. Next, we've got the employees engaged on an irregular basis to work outdoors harvesting perishable crops, or is paid off at the end of each engagement, for example, at the end of the day, and has no contract for further employment. So just to emphasise that, work outdoors harvesting perishable crops, is paid off at the end of each engagement, for example, at the end of the day, and has no contract for further employment. In those circumstances, NICs will not be collected where it's impossible for the employer to identify individuals and record their earnings. If the identity details are known, NICs are due when the earnings for each engagement exceed the earnings threshold, and then you work out the NICs due. Point about that is that if you've got sufficient details and if they're paid over the earnings threshold, then the NICs should be deducted and paid over and credited to their account for pension purposes.